done everything you've asked. Everything's going according to plan.
Governor, we won county, and the NAPAC has never been stronger.
So tell us, Governor, what else can we do for you?
I got it from here.
Welcome back to another episode of It's Wagley Talks. How should we treat somebody with a life-changing injury or disability? Tell me I was gonna walk. And a lot of times when I was in Children's Church, I was left by myself a lot of times in a corner. They would not try to include me in. This made me feel like I was different. Let me encourage you. But you're not different. God uses your disability for His glory, and God uses you to further His testimony. And what I think we should do instead is find ways to include people with disabilities and people that have a life-changing injury. And we should figure out ways that we can include them in the church, include them in activities, and make an effort to talk to them, not just say, hey, how are you doing? And, you know, that's it. Make it conversational. No. And make them feel welcome. And make them feel wonderful in who they are. Because if you make them feel wonderful in who they are, then they are willing to come back and hear more of God's word. Instead of going away thinking like these people make me feel bad about myself. So I would encourage you to uplift them, make sure that their story is valuable, not just treated like something like trash. The Bible doesn't give us answers everything about disability. To me, that's where faith comes in. Although we don't know all the answers from the Bible, like why did disability happen? Why did God allow this? We do know God tells the blind man, I'm using you for my story. So that's what I anchor my faith in mostly. And I encourage you to find role models like Cole and Charisma, although they don't say it on their channel that much. They do talk about their faith some, and they do have a positive outlook on their lives. People tell me all the time, I poop sorry for you. And I'm like, no, I don't poop sorry for myself. Because God has given me far more than what I can ever be thankful for. So I encourage you to find something, whether if it's on YouTube or a podcast or, you know, reading a book or listening to a book. I encourage you to trust to find. I encourage you to find something encouraging and to find something to uplift your spirits during your down moments. And always remember, you're not down forever. You're just down for a moment. And don't let the devil you know, tell you your disability is a curse. Your disability is not a curse. It's made for God's glory and God's glory alone. Just because we are not walking or running like everybody else, we are still made by God's creation. Like God says, you're made from the womb to the tomb. So God knew your circumstance before you were born. So you think, why would he give me this circumstance? He gave you this circumstance to show others on how to adjust, how to adapt, and how to share the message to people that are relatable to you. Because we all got a part to play in the kingdom. And keep in mind, you might be the only person that they ever meet. So it's our job to talk about Jesus when we can, or uplift somebody with a life-changing injury, and always try not to bring them down. Don't bring up what they could do in the past, because I guarantee you they're already thinking about that. I know I think about what I could do when I was younger versus what I could do now. Instead, try to find ways that they can do it differently, but do the task that they want to do, and reach out to the community for different ideas and different techniques. Do not believe what the devil tells you, that your disability is a curse. Your disability is what God gave you for his glory. Like God says, you're made from the womb to the tomb. So God knew you before you were born. He gave you this for a reason. And he gave you this to show his glory to people that are like you and that can relate to you. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and leave 5 stars preferably, and download to help me show the world that we can do this instead of the world telling them that we can't do this. Or at least you can email me at barates.swaguilife@gmail.com.